La Jolla, California, UC San Diego Athletics presents TritonCast, the podcast for the UC San Diego Tritons. Here are your hosts, Jeff Toriel and Jenny Stevens.
Welcome to episode 9 of TritonCast, the official podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Jeff Toriel, I'm Jenny Stevens. Jeff, who do we have joining us in today's Triton Spotlight?
Jenny, today we'll be joined with recent track and field alumna Claudia Cox. The former UC San Diego Athlete of the Year talked about some of the top moments in her career, including what it was like competing at the NCAA Championships. Claudia also shared about her experience with the Triton Athletes Council and the highlights of serving as TAC president this past year. What's next for Claudia now that she's graduated? We'll find out in the Triton Spotlight.
But first, we go around campus. Our Between Two Zooms interview series continues on UCSDTritons.com. Check out the most recent episode where Steve Quist chatted with incoming TAC Vice President Bobby Aguirre of the softball team. Also, be sure to check out the announcement on the website about the restructured EDI internal group, now known as Tritons Rise Up. The committee was revamped in response to the scholar athletes' call to increase anti-racism education, as well as the department's desire to address racism and reinforce its core value of inclusion.
Now it's on to our Triton Spotlight. Here's our chat with track and field alum and former TAC president, Claudia Cox.
Claudia, I know you come from a very athletic family. Your mom ran track, your sister Chloe ran cross country at UCSB. So did that play into how you got your start in track and field?
It definitely did. Me and my sister started off playing soccer when we were little. And then as we got older, once we started high school, we decided to try cross country because my mom also does have a background in running. And then after doing the first year of cross country, we realized we liked it and we realized we were better at running than playing soccer. I know, at least for myself, I think I was only good at soccer because I could run and not get tired. But as far as the skill part, it wasn't there. So cross country definitely opened up running for me. And then once I got into track and field for my first year, that's definitely what I decided that I liked the most. Distance running definitely prepared me well for track season, but I definitely enjoyed the track season more because I got to run my shorter races.
And I know hurdles are your event of choice. So how specifically did you get into hurdling?
I think I started running track when we were in seventh grade. Our middle school had like a JV, like almost like beginner track program. And my mom started teaching me hurdle drills because my mom hurdled in high school and she was like, oh, I'll like teach you some stuff. And if you like it, then you can keep like training and learning more stuff. And then I ended up really liking it because I find it more entertaining to run around the track and like be able to work towards jumping over something again and again. It like is kind of motivation to like keep running faster. So I really liked that. And then as the years went on, I just kept training with my mom and then a high school coach that I had for my freshman year that ended up moving away. But after he moved away, then it was really just my mom that taught me a lot, most of my hurdle techniques.
I know you mentioned soccer earlier and you also dabbled with some swimming as well. So did you ever struggle to figure out which sport it was you would want to pursue in college, or was it pretty clear to you that track was your thing?
When I was younger, I really wanted to continue playing soccer, but then once I hit high school, it really clicked for me that I wanted to run in college because I definitely felt more confident doing that and definitely felt like I had more skill in track and field versus soccer, especially after, like, as you keep like moving up into different soccer age groups, I definitely found myself not having as much skill as when I kept moving up. And that definitely showed me and kind of exposed to me that I enjoyed running more. And then I felt like I was better at that as well.
Well, your skills on the track and field certainly showed during high school. While you were at South Central High School in North Carolina, you were an All-American. When you look back on your high school career, what are some of the highlights for you?
Some of my favorite memories from running high school was going to the state meet with my teammates. I went all 4 years that I was in high school, and I did the 4x8 relay, the 4x800 meter relay, the 4x400 meter relay, and then the 300 meter hurdles. And that was my first time ever getting to like travel with teammates for the day. So I really enjoyed that. And I enjoyed competing on a relay team in like a higher stress competition level. And then that was also the highest competition that I ever got to race for my hurdle races. So definitely being able to compete in our state meet, because it was really high competition.
Yeah, such an awesome accomplishment. And then of course, after high school, you ended up at UC San Diego, but I know you're a North Carolina native. So how in the world did you end up out on the West Coast at UC San Diego?
I was really drawn to California because my aunt, my mom's sister, moved there, I think around when I was 12, maybe a little younger. And so we would visit her every so often. And I just really loved whenever we went to go visit her. So then when it was time to start looking and thinking about colleges, I wanted to look at some along the coast of California. And I also really like the beach and outdoor activities. So I was also looking at California because there's a lot of outdoor activities and stuff to do as well. So after looking at some schools, we decided to tour a few. And then once I toured UCSD compared to my experience touring some other schools, I felt it was more of a personal tour because you got to meet the coach and everything. And actually, I think on my tour, I met our coach Nate, and he drove me and my sister and my mom around campus and like showed us campus like on the golf cart. And it was a lot more personal than like on other tours. You just like say hi for 5 minutes and that's it. But I think Coach Nate probably spent like a few hours with us, and I got to hang out with Coach Darcy and when I met her at the track. So it was definitely a lot more personal experience on the tour, which is why it really drew me to UCSD.
That's awesome. And of course you ended up at UCSD. So what was that adjustment like for you going from high school to college?
I felt like I was kind of used to the adjustment of moving somewhere new, because when I started high school, we just moved to a new city too. So I started high school with all people that I didn't know. So I felt comfortable with that. I think the only thing that was really new to me was going to a different school than my sister. So that was a little tough at first, but since she went to UCSB, I got to visit her every so often, so that made it better. And then once spring season comes around, we actually raced UCSB a number of times, so I got to see her more often in the spring, which was fun. And then I'd be able to see her on breaks, so that was probably the biggest adjustment, besides harder classes and stuff, but just personalized, that was the biggest adjustment.
Right. Well, you did a fantastic job with your adjustment, because even in your first year, you made a huge impact on the Tritons. During your collegiate debut, you won the 400 hurdles. You went on that year to earn All-America honors. You competed at the NCAA championships. What was that like for you as a freshman to be able to compete at your first NCAA championships?
It was really exciting, and it definitely like ensured in me that I made the right choice at the school I went to too. Because I really felt that I had a good connection with my coach and that she really like believed in my talents as well. It was really awesome. And I got to go with two other older girls who were both seniors when we went on the NCAA Nationals trip. So it was really awesome to be able to go with people who had both previously went to the championships before. So that was really awesome too, to be able to go with people who have been before. And they kind of taught me the ropes too, which was cool. They were jumpers, but it was still cool to be able to go with people who have also competed in the championships.
Right. And of course, things came full circle for you, because eventually then you were the experienced one going to the NCAA championships again in your junior year. Did you feel like you had more confidence the second time around?
I felt like I had more confidence than freshman year and believed in myself a little bit more, especially because I was also doing well again that season and have had a lot more races under my belt racing tough competition. So I definitely felt confident, more confident racing like the super fast competition that we see at nationals.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you actually have raced against your sister, or she's been at races that you've been at. What is that like when you're at the same race as your sister? Is there some family rivalry there, or are you guys pretty close?
There's never really family rivalry because we run different events. I actually really like it. It's more just fun. And in between my races, like, I'll get to hang out and talk with her and watch her run her races. I think it'd be a little different, I guess, if we both ran the same race. But yeah, it's not, no bad energy.
So in your senior year, which you just completed, you were obviously poised for more success, but unfortunately due to COVID-19, the end of the season was canceled. So tell me about how you found out your season was coming to an end.
I found out, I think first, like on social media, I saw that the Ivy League started canceling their sports first. And then, I'm sorry.
No, take your time.
Yeah, so first I think I recognize, well, like I saw all the news that the Ivy Leagues were canceling their sports first, and then it was like the Big West, and then I saw that the CCAA did as well, and that was kind of, I think the Ivy League did it a few days before, but then the same day it was the Big West and then the CCAA, and we had practice in the afternoon, so then we still showed up at the track. And our coaches had to tell us that we had to go home. And it was really tough. And it still makes me, yeah.
I mean, obviously a very emotional experience, very difficult to process. Can you talk about just your relationship with your teammates and how you were able to help each other deal with this very difficult time?
Yeah, my teammates are my best friends, so that was probably that made it a lot easier for me, because it's people to lean on and it's not people that you're afraid to be emotional or let your guard down around. So that made it a lot easier to be able to support one another. And my coach is the same way. Like, I'm very comfortable being able to talk with her about things too. So I think that made it a lot easier. And I hang out with my teammates a lot, so still being able to like hang out with them, and knowing that it's not like I'm never going to see the people that I love the most again. So that made it, I guess, a little easier.
You mentioned your coaches, and clearly the bond that you had with them is very special. So talk about your career and your relationship with your coaches and how they supported you throughout your time at UC San Diego.
I think at first, my coaches thought I was really shy, because I think at first I'm a pretty shy person. But then by like the end of my senior year, I started getting a really good connection with my coach. And I could tell, because when I would run, she could immediately tell, like, give me feedback and tell like how to approach me after races and stuff. And it's just really nice being able to show up to the track and your coaches ask you like, oh, how are you? How are your classes? How's your family? So I think that's what I really loved most. It wasn't all just about times and marks. Like, they cared about who you are as a person.
And I know the track and field team is an incredibly special group of people. So talk about that team dynamic that you had.
Oh, they're all really fun. A lot of quirky people, but definitely some of the best friends that I have at UCSD and that I still hang out with. My roommates, I'm still going to live in San Diego next year, and my roommates next year were ex or former teammates. So that's really exciting too, because we do spend 20 hours a week together. I luckily made a lot of connections with a lot of my teammates and still stay connected with them. So that's really fun.
We're chatting with Claudia Cox here on this episode of TritonCast. Claudia, you were named a UC San Diego Athlete of the Year in your senior year at the virtual end of the year awards. So what did it mean to you to be honored in that way for your athletic achievements?
It was really awesome. And it was kind of felt for me like a good way to end my career at UCSD, especially not being able to finish out my last season. So it was really special to me, and I really, really enjoyed being able to get that award. And I know my family really liked to watch it as well.
And not only did you win the Athlete of the Year award, but you also came away with the Karen E. Reese Award, which is given to the scholar athlete who excels in leadership and service to their campus and community. So what did that honor mean to you?
Yeah, it was really awesome to be recognized for a lot of the hard work that and time that I spent on different initiatives and stuff for the department through TAC and with my team and a lot of the service projects that I was a part of. So that was really awesome too. And I actually got to connect with Patty Reese on Facebook and talk to her a little bit too. And she sent me like a calendar and stuff in the mail. So that was cool to be able to read too about like the more of the meaning behind the award. So that was really awesome too, to be connected with her.
That's amazing. And as you mentioned, of course, a big part of that award was because of your service to TAC for 3 years, and you served also as the TAC president in your senior year. So when you look back on your experience with the Triton Athletes Council, what are some of the highlights for you?
Some of the highlights, I think some of my favorite parts of TAC were our TAC challenges and like the fun games and different like competitions that we did at different games. I really liked all the costume type challenges and what are some others? There are just a lot of fun things that we did every year. And going to the games was probably one of my most favorite parts. And then I also liked the community service side of TAC. I participated in a lot of those projects. And I think some of my favorite service projects that I did every year, Adopt a Family was really one of my favorites, to be able to provide the gifts for underserved families in San Diego. And I really liked going to Team Up and Impact and being able to just play recess games with the younger kids, and they ask you about college, and it's really cute and fun. And you play like games like Foursquare that you haven't played since elementary school. So it was, I just really like to play those. I really like to go to those because they were fun too.
Yeah, I mean, you had an incredible time with TAC, and you worked your way up to become the president as a senior. So what prompted you to want to take on a leadership role with TAC?
I honestly didn't really know what to expect when I first started. I didn't really even know all that TAC did when I started. It was kind of just my teammate. It's like, oh, I think you'd really enjoy this and you should be a member. So then I joined at the beginning of my sophomore year. And then one of my former teammates was the head of community service my sophomore year, and I was on his committee. And so since he was my teammate, I definitely got a lot more involved in that committee because I felt comfortable because he was my teammate. So I did a lot of the service projects and stuff with him, and that made me really interested because I went to a lot of the service projects to take a role in the community service the next year. And then after having a leadership role, I wanted to continue it. And the ex-TAC president, Victor, came up to me and thought that I would be a good fit to do it. So that also encouraged me to also try and run for president for my final year.
Yeah, and you obviously love the community service side of things. Why do you think it's so important that the Triton Athletes Council get involved with the San Diego community and give back?
I think it's really important because being involved in your community shows that you care about, that we care about others and that we support others, and we can build connections with our community that will also make them feel a connection with us and support us. So I think it can go both ways. And since we do live in kind of a wealthier part of San Diego, I thought doing the community service projects where we go to the more underserved areas of San Diego, that was awesome to be able to connect with those areas. And it kind of showed me that San Diego's not all like La Jolla, which I, since not being from San Diego or California, I didn't really know that. So that was also really eye-opening to me to see that there is like a lot of work that needs to be done in other areas of San Diego.
Well, some of those projects that you've mentioned, like Adopt a Family and Team Up, have been around for a really long time, but TAC is also always coming up with new interesting initiatives to help the athlete community and the San Diego community. So what areas did you see the most growth in during your 3 years with TAC?
From a supporting athlete side, we came a lot of way in supporting our athletes academically with providing we started providing different resources, or kind of just making the resources that are already available more accessible and let all the athletes know that these resources actually are available. So I think we did a really good job about that, and grew a lot on that over the past 3 years. And then also on the mental health side of things, our community service rep this year helped start the conversation around mental health with that event that we had in the spring, the webinar with Victoria Garrick. I thought that was really awesome for TAC to be a part in creating the conversation around mental health and mental health support for our student athletes. So that was something that I thought was really awesome and different that TAC did this year. And I think it will continue for the next years. There's so many things that it's hard to just choose.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, TAC has had such a great impact on the student athlete community. Now that you've graduated, what would you say to someone, say a freshman who thinks maybe I want to get involved with TAC, maybe I don't? How would you encourage them to get involved?
Definitely to talk to people, or since every team does have TAC rep members, to talk to their TAC rep members. And also, I mean, I don't really think you can go wrong with joining TAC. It's a great way to also just meet people that are on your team, because since I have a team of 100 people, I think before I joined TAC, I didn't really have many friends that were on other teams. And TAC really allowed me to meet people from a bunch of other teams and make friends with them as well. So that was an awesome part of TAC too, just to be able to meet new people. And then also, it's also a leadership position for the student athletes and like on your team to be able to try and get your team to join in all the initiatives that TAC does. So I think you can't really go wrong with it, because it's not that much of a time commitment in the long run. And yeah, you make a lot of friends and you get to be a part of a lot of cool different initiatives. And can you help like start your own initiatives too?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you talked about all the great things that TAC does. What do you feel like you've personally gained from it? And what skills will you be able to use in the future that you've learned from TAC?
I think I gained a lot of confidence in my leadership ability and just communication with people, like peers and people who are in administrative positions above me. And then also communication with people in larger and smaller groups. I think that's probably one of the biggest thing, like confidence in speaking in front of people, because I had to speak in front of our TAC group all year. And I think that's helped me improve on those skills and definitely organization.
Claudia, back in June, you graduated with your degree in physiology and neuroscience. So how did you pick that major?
I picked that major first I actually started off with a molecular biology major, but then they ended up switching it, I think my sophomore year, after looking more into the upper division classes. And I just found more interest in the classes that were offered in the physiology and neuroscience biology major versus the other one. But I was interested in biology because I wanted to get into the health profession. And the physiology and neuroscience classes were really cool and centered around like the human body and stuff. So I think that's what pushed me to take the biology classes, but I'm not so sure that I necessarily want to get into the health profession anymore. But at first, that's why I did it.
Well, obviously, that's not an easy major by any stretch of the imagination. What was it like for you balancing those challenging classes while you were still excelling athletically?
It was definitely hard and a lot more work than I was used to doing in high school. So that was a big difference. You have to put a lot more time into studying and learning. I think that you have to do a lot of learning and studying on your own in college, and it takes like a lot of time to be able to do that, especially when you're in large classes with like 400 people. So it definitely helps to be able to know people in your classes to help study with. And our podcast system where you can rewatch lectures is really cool too, to be able to rewatch your class and retake notes and stuff. So I think that was really cool about UCSD, the podcast system.
And was that part of the online learning when the pandemic started, or was that something that your classes had all along?
Classes had it all along. I don't think all classes had it, but in the larger lecture halls, teachers usually could opt in to do a video podcast or just a voice podcast. So I think in a lot of my larger classes, you could at least listen to the voice recording of lectures since my freshman year, I think in most of my classes, which was pretty cool.
That's really interesting. And of course, now you're done with classes. You graduated back in June. Obviously, things were very different this year with the pandemic. Did you get to do anything for graduation, or did you take part in the remote celebration?
Yeah, I took part in the remote celebration. And I live with other roommates who also graduated, and they were still in San Diego at our house. So I was able to celebrate graduation with my roommates, which was super awesome and fun since we spent all year together. So it was cool to end the year all together again.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned earlier that your pursuits have kind of changed a little bit since you switched your major, and now you're kind of figuring out what you want to do. So do you know what's next for you at this point?
Kind of, I would think so, but who knows what will end up happening. But right now I'm looking into MBA programs, and I've applied to the MBA program at SDSU, their sports MBA program. I've kind of made a switch from biology to sports business because I originally wanted to do biology just because I like to interact with people and wanted to be able to help people. But I realized that I can still do that in a way where I would enjoy it more, and like in the sports business or collegiate sports world. I think that I could still be able to make impact on people's lives and enjoy it as well, because I really love all my TAC experience that I've had, being able to work with others in the sports setting. And I think that was TAC was probably one of my favorite parts in my 4 years at UCSD. So that definitely, after everything like shut down, that kind of reminded me that I don't really know if I want to do anything in the health profession, because it doesn't excite me necessarily. It's just something it's just a stable, I always thought I would want to do the health profession because it's a stable job industry. And I didn't really know much about the sports. I didn't really know much about the sports business professions. So after researching more of that, it really interested me more than anything I could think of in the health field.
Well, it's great that you're discovering your passions and you're definitely going to be successful in whatever it is that you pursue. But we are out of time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Claudia.
Yeah, thank you. It was really awesome to be a part of this and a proud UCSD alum.
Jenny, thanks for that conversation. Certainly, Claudia, very emotional when talking about having her senior season cut short due to the pandemic. And I thought it was very telling that going through that experience was so raw and so real for her. Can totally feel what she was going through and certainly tough to get through that.
Right. And it's not just the athletics piece. I mean, obviously that's a big part of it, not being able to compete in the spring, but also it's just knowing that those relationships with her coaches and her teammates, I mean, it'll be different from here on out now that she's graduated, but obviously we wish her the best in all that she does.
No question. Certainly a bright future ahead. I did love how she spoke so fondly of the bond that she's developed with her teammates and specifically the coaching staff. I thought that was very telling and very impressive to see and really heartwarming in that regard.
Right. We've got some great coaches here at UC San Diego, and Claudia's words definitely were very telling of that. Looking ahead to episode 10, we'll be joined by Rena Nakano, a former Triton tennis player and current reporter for ABC 10 News. She shared about how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the news world and how her passion for visual storytelling and internships with ABC 10 and CNN Tokyo led her to become a journalist. New episodes of Tritoncast premiere each Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to Tritoncast today. If you enjoy what you heard, subscribe, rate, or review the show on the podcast platform of your choice. You can follow the show on Twitter at Tritoncast and email Jenny and me your feedback. We can be reached at tritoncast@ucsd.edu.
You've been listening to Tritoncast. Tritoncast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at tritoncast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Tritoncast.